Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and welcome back to the Hadith of the day. We often think that someone who thinks poorly of themselves is harmless, maybe even humble. But Imam Hadi alayhi salam gives us a different perspective. He says, when a person has no self-worth, they become dangerous. Not necessarily to others physically, but in their character, their choices, like their trustworthiness. Let me read his words. It says, whoever holds himself cheap do not feel safe from his evil. Whoever holds himself cheap do not feel safe from his evil. What does it mean to hold himself cheap? It means to have no self-respect, no honor, no sense of value. A person who doesn't value themselves won't value others. And they won't value truth either. So think about it. When someone has no self-worth, they are willing to do almost anything for validation, for money, or survival. They might lie, cheat, betray, not because they are inherently evil, but because they have no internal anchor. They don't care about their reputation because they don't value themselves enough to protect it. Psychologists have studied this. People with low self-esteem are more likely to engage in, like, unethical behavior. Not because they are bad people, but because they feel they have nothing to lose. They may also be more prone to jealousy, resentment, and hostility toward others who seem to have what they lack. Right? Who seem to have what they lack. Imam Hadi is warning us. Don't trust someone who has no self-respect, because they won't respect you either. They won't respect promises. They won't respect boundaries. They won't respect truth when it's inconvenient. Now, this doesn't mean someone who struggles with low self-esteem is evil. It means that if a person has given up on their own value, they're not reliable. And you should be cautious. What's the opposite? A person who holds themselves with honor, not arrogance, but dignity. And Imam Hadi is not just warning you about others. He's also asking you to look at yourself. Do you hold yourself cheap? Do you compromise your values easily? Do you betray your own principles for small gains? If so, you're not safe from your own evil, neither are others. So this is why self-respect matters, not vanity, not pride, but knowing that you are valuable in the sight of God and acting accordingly. When you hold yourself with honor, you protect yourself from falling into dishonorable actions. So here are three steps to live this teaching. Examine your own self-worth and be cautious around people who seem to have no self-respect, who lie easily, who betray easily, who have no shame. And honor yourself by honoring your word. When you make a promise, keep it. When you set a boundary, maintain it. And when you know the truth, speak it. That's how you hold yourself with worth. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Allahumma.
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد